Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, good news, everybody. Good, great news. Well, first, the bad news. No Mixon, no Tank Dell, no Pierce practicing. That's bad news. Okay. The good news, the penalties are fixed. It's all fixed. Did you hear? Did you? What is that? Did you hear or did you not hear that the penalties are fixed?
It's great.
Huh?
I think that's great. I'm looking forward to no more penalties.
I'm just looking forward to we got the Jags this week. Holy crap. The schedule eased up this week.
Let me tell you something. You remember last week I said that was a litmus test game if they're a true 13-win team or more like a 10-win team. It feels like they are a 10-win team. Here's another one.
Beat the Jags at home.
It's like, okay, we're a 10-win team. We're going to win the division. Or, uh-oh. This season could – I remember when the Texans won their first two games in 2013. Not saying they'll lose every game.
Oh, my God.
But I'm just saying.
Sean Mapes said that earlier this week. I was like, what are you talking about? Yeah, he goes, I'm not saying it's going to happen.
No, I'm just saying.
But they're on pace.
If you lose to this Jacksonville team at home after the week that they had, it'd be disconcerting, no?
No, it would be, yes. Here's the problem. You did this last year with the Falcons. You did this with the Panthers last year. But you had a bunch of crappy teams that you still had to play. You don't have a lot of crappy teams still ahead.
We weren't supposed to win the division.
You got the Bills right after this. You got the Chiefs and the Jets and all these good teams ahead, that look ahead. This is a game you have to win. This is a game you have to win.
No, it's non-negotiable.
Yes. Yes. No.
If you lose this game, it is scary. It is not great. It is scary.
You still got. Look at your schedule. You got the Ravens, the Bills, the Jets, the Chiefs. You got a first place schedule. You can't fall apart in this game on Sunday. And this is going to be a desperate team that's coming in here now.
Yeah,
the Jags are desperate.
It's the NFL. It truly is. Just look at the amount of teams. Look at what Carolina did last week. It sounds cliche, but it's true. Literally on any given Sunday. It's not like the Jaguars can't come in and beat you.
No, they can. They can. But the good news is...
No more penalties.
The penalties are over.
The pre-snap definitely has been addressed. Well, again, we spent time on that, talked about it. We addressed it, and we'll see on Sunday that it's been addressed, and we'll handle it really well. Offensive line had a great day at work today. Everybody's dialed in. Everybody understands who we are, what we're about, and what it's going to take for us to get back on track. And that's what we're focused on.
You know, offensive line coaches can't stand pre-snap penalties because they can't really coach it. You know, the fans get mad at offense. Instead of the guy that continues to jump, you get mad at an offensive line coach to fix it or whatever. It's the only way you can fix it is just bench a guy. You can try and practice all week.
They ain't benching Laramie Tunsil.
That's what I'm saying. So there's nothing the O-line coach can do.
I see all these people on Twitter. Bench him.
Trade him.
Get him. He should never wear a Texans uniform
do you remember when Dwayne Brown left the Texans?
You just drafted his replacement. You do it.
Who? No, he's not the replacement. The purgatory the Texans were in at left tackle forever. Do we not? Julian Davenport? Do we not remember
after Dwayne left?
It was a dark time at left tackle. It's about as hard to find a good left tackle as it is to find a quarterback.
That's why we gave up.
That's why we gave up. Picks. We just gave him blank checks multiple times. Like, here, just do whatever you want, Laramie. Drip how hard you want to drip. Just please don't leave us. No. Don't make us sad.
And please, will you please practice pretty, yeah. Please?
What do we have to do to get you to practice? Can I give you gift cards?
To Gucci.
If you didn't hear it, I heard from a coach in the league who talked to somebody who was on the staff that the Texans used to have to literally negotiate. His word was negotiate with Tunsil to get him to practice at different times. And I don't know what that means. Like, negotiate means, okay, if you do this for us, we'll do this for you. No. What was do this for you? Was it his own, like, hot tub? Was it gift cards? Did they get him one of his scarves or bags that he wears? Or, like, I don't know what that would mean. I don't know what negotiate would mean.
I think pretty please. Can you practice today, please?
It's not in today's era. That's not enough to get a player to do what you want.
That's just dumb.
How much money?
It's embarrassing.
You got?
I didn't know this was a thing. Have we lost all confidence in Bobby Slowik? Because CJ had to defend him yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know the daggers are coming out for Slowik?
Do what?
You don't know the daggers are coming out for Bobby Slowik?
Oh yeah. Bobby Slowik is one of the big problems on the team. Never mind that we were lucky and thankful to keep him in the offseason. Now people have decided. And actually, to be honest, I think Mina Kimes didn't really help him with the whole he runs on first down too much.
It's not true. Did you see, like, last week? It's not true. He had way more passes than runs.
It was true last year. That was what he was focused on.
I mean, I looked at the numbers last year.
He might have changed this year.
No, this week I'm talking about.
Well, yeah, that's because he got called out. That's because Twitter made him do it.
Because Mina called him out? You think that's why Bobby Slowik threw more on first down?
Well, whatever happened this
maybe week, it was because they were down 21-0.
That probably helped. But
probably a lot more first downs turned into passes.
Yeah.
Mina made it an ESPN thing, but I talked about it. If listening to podcasts throughout the offseason, this was the one thing people took issue with the Texans. People who love the Texans. People who love CJ.
Mina didn't start it. It was somebody else found the data.
Yeah, it's been a thing.
Yeah.
This in 2023. 2024, maybe we'll see a different Slowik.
Well, CJ has not lost confidence in Bobby Slowik. Thank you. And thank you, CJ, for your service here. Okay? I haven't lost. Have you lost confidence in Bobby Slowik?
No. Not even remotely close.
No. Hey, well,
y'all got to stop.
Neither is CJ.
And that's the job we signed up for. And, you know, Slow has done a good job of just keeping the head down, working. But, you know, we all have faith in him, and we know that he's trying to put us in the best positions, and we got to buy into the system and just as much as he has to call good plays. And, you know, we're it's not a finished product just because you add good players on the team, you know. It's a work in progress, and, you know, you don't really get your set, like, football team, I feel, until, like, week five, week six. But, you know, the time is of essence, and, you know, we got to get rolling. But, you know, I have the utmost faith in Slow, and I know that, you know, he's been great, but we got to buy into the system just as much. He got to call great plays, and we know we all grown men. We got to do our jobs. So, you know, we all talk about we got each other's back, and we're gonna keep hold each other accountable and have each other back.
CJ Stroud is truly a man of the people and a voice of reason.
Mm-hmm.
He is both.
Well, this whole we're gonna hold everybody accountable thing, I don't bother. I'm not buying that.
What do you
really?
Mean?
Is CJ Stroud holding Laremy Tunsil accountable?
He might be.
Has he? No. He was like, you know. Yeah, no, he's a
priest. Well, you don't know about behind the scenes.
Ultimate professional. No.
You don't know behind the scenes what he's
you
doing.
You think Laremy Tunsil, after the stuff that he said about communication and it's everybody else's fault, that he's behind the scenes, he's like, hey, this is all on
but
me.
It doesn't, no, I didn't say his – but it doesn't mean that CJ's not holding him accountable. It doesn't mean that D'Amico Ryans – D'Amico said we've addressed it. I fully believe that D'Amico Ryans will hold
you
guys
think
accountable.
CJ
I think
and
some
D'Amico sat him down and said,
"Yeah, I don't know about CJ.
Can you go what everybody else does, please?"
But CJ,
we're not asking for a lot.
If Tom Brady talked to somebody, we would look at him, hold everyone accountable.
Well, Tom Brady's a multiple time Super Bowl winner.
But
and
CJ, if CJ goes and talks to Laremy Tunsil and says that he's big broing him. Little bro,
the question is, would Laremy Tunsil take that in and be like, "Oh, sure"?
Well, that's a Laremy Tunsil issue. That's not those guys trying to hold somebody accountable. You can hold somebody accountable if they don't do it. I mean, ultimately, the most accountability you can do is bench Laremy Tunsil. But that is a bold move to bench him and get CJ Stroud's ass kicked. I mean, if you bench him, you might as well just let
right now.
Yeah, you might as well just let somebody punch C.J. Stroud in the face.
Jonathan Grenard did that
several
times.
Two karate kicks to his
what are you
side.
What are you talking about?
If you bench C.J., if you bench Laremy Tunsil,
yeah. No, you're not
what do you think's going to happen?
You're not benching him.
He's going to get the piss kicked out of him.
There's no accountability, though. There's no accountability. Because like you said, the way that the offensive line coach holds you accountable is benching a guy. There's no accountability there. There's none. Well, and he's done it now for 4 years here.
It's never been addressed.
He's done it for four
years. It's never been addressed. You heard it's now finally
been
addressed.
Finally addressed.
Okay. Did you hear? What did D'Amico say? Did they address it?
Why wasn't it addressed last year? It was a problem last year.
Yeah. Why wasn't it addressed by Lovey? Why wasn't it addressed by Cully? Why hasn't it ever been addressed?
I'll give you the secret on this. It has been addressed by those guys. That's why I called him selfish.
There's no accountability.
Because he doesn't care.
There's no accountability.
He doesn't, but he also doesn't care.
Right.
So, and he's in a position that's as important as quarterback for this team, where basically, if you want to hold him accountable, get ready to lose. It's a leverage. I've never seen a player with more leverage over a team in my entire life than Laremy Tunsil. Never in my life, other than James Harden. Right. James Harden may have had the most leverage I've ever seen. But Laremy Tunsil had leverage over contracts. He's had leverage over – do you know he's the one
practice,
that helped
– he's had leverage over play, hold about on. Penalties.
Do you know how it got started with Jack Easterby? Easterby went to Laremy, who was part of the – and said, hey, big dog, you know, it looks like they're going to go – because they were going to go with Omar Khan as the GM. Like, hey, just want to let you – just want to make sure you're on my side and, you know, because I want to stick around here. He goes – he literally told him, F you. I don't have your back.
Thank you.
And that's when Jack went, I got to pull a Hail Mary, which he did with Nick Caserio.
Yeah.
Which Jack did. But Laremy Tunsil, you thought Laremy Tunsil was going to have your back?
No. All right, we got a break.
713-780-3776.
Hey, big
dog. The number to call in here. Julian wants to talk about the Texans. Anybody else wants to call in, you're more than welcome.
Right creative now, though, license. I just assume Jack Easterby said big dog.
Oh, so you didn't call him big dog.
I don't know if he said big dog. It feels like Jack may have said
that
big
sounds
dog.
Like a
bit, yeah, it sounds like somebody would say big dog. Yeah.
He's corny. Yeah, he's corny just like you were just now. It's time for you to talk about underdog, though.
I'll talk about underdog fantasy. Did you have over 8 assists for Caitlin Clark? I'm sorry, higher than 8 assists for Caitlin Clark? She went higher. She had 9. They've got specials going on right now for special profit boosters, and they've got at Underdog Fantasy, they've got easy free wins for you. Like, I cannot tell you how Underdog has grown and become better and better and better over the last 3 years. It's truly amazing. I went to the lobby yesterday like, oh my gosh, look at all the things going on with Underdog Fantasy now with their cash pick'em games. It was amazing. You've got so many opportunities to make more money than you ever could have in the past. Up to 1,000 times your original play is available to you. You have to pick as little as 2 players. But for as little as 2 players, you can go much higher. You can go 6, 7 players. You can get their insurance feature, which is called Flex, where you don't have to win every single game. It's great. Making picks on Underdog is straightforward, and signing up is even easier. You just head over to Underdog Fantasy, simple to use mobile app, or underdogfantasy.com. Sign up with promo code Lance, and Underdog's going to give you a free pick to use on your first cash pick'em entry, plus up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you deposit. That's Underdog Fantasy, but use promo code Lance and claim your new customer special of a free pick and your deposit offer. Must be 18 or older in present state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. Concern with your play, call 800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
The Astros are your AL West champions, which means we got playoff baseball. And, you know, a place where you can celebrate your Astros and take advantage of some deals? FM Kitchen. So, for that reason, we're giving away a $50 gift card right now to FM Kitchen. Let's go caller 8 to 713-780-3776. Caller 8 wins that $50 gift card to FM Kitchen, where they're going to have dugout dogs, Fromber Franks, a Frito pie, chili dog, and if you want some beer specials, they got $5 Crawford Bock drafts, and also orange and blue Jello shots, $2 each, or a free round of the table with any bucket purchase. Feature cocktails, Jose Jose, summer beer, Hornitos Ranch water, all for you. You can use your $50 gift card or just go there if you don't win with us, because they are loving our Astros in Houston and all across the Lone Star State. Thank you to FM Kitchen, a $50 gift card.
Very nicely done. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here with us, talk a little Texans football, you're more than welcome. Or Astros, whatevs. Let's go. 713-780-3776. Julian wants to talk about his Texans. What do you say, Julian? They're not really his Texans.
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, man, am I the only one that remembers that before last year the team wasn't that good? I feel like Houston Texans fans need to chill out. It's not that doom and gloom. We need to understand that even if it is just a slow start, it's a slow start. When did y'all become world beaters and champions? Not talking bad because, yes, y'all are a good team. I actually like y'all because of D'Amico now, right? But can we just pump the brakes on the overreaction? Can we just calm down a little bit? Bobby Slowick is
we're
still
a Super Bowl city.
Coordinator.
We're not San Francisco. We're a Super Bowl winning city.
We are?
Yeah, that's what we are.
Well,
you can go to the Super Bowl. What's that, though?
We've won bids to the Super Bowl.
I mean, y'all
to host
had a
it.
Super Bowl.
Yeah. Super Bowl winning city.
Y'all had one.
You're one and two. You're one of the fours. Beat it, 49er fan.
Wait
Don't tell us how to act. Our team is great.
So you're saying overreact?
Yeah.
So you're saying Bobby's got to go?
No. Bobby don't have to go.
Well, he's saying don't overreact.
I'm not. No. No, I mean about being upset about the loss and the way that they lost. Yes, we're upset about it.
But he's condescending. He goes, guys, you haven't won a lot of games.
It's not like y'all are not 1-2 like the Niners. I mean, it could be worse.
Yeah.
Well, you came in here saying, guys, you haven't won a lot. Relax. That's not.
Yeah.
That's insulting.
You're being condescending.
But it is true. Y'all haven't won a lot. Y'all haven't won anything
since Joe Montana.
Well, Steve Young. Well,
Steve Young.
Super Bowl.
They got to the Super Bowl. Did they win? No, they suck.
We've never even been to an AFC championship game.
Well, that's okay. We don't need to. We know we got this.
We don't need to go there. I know. It's been 22 years.
Not to be great.
I know. I don't want to go there.
Ew, icky AFC title game.
They got Brock Purdy.
Then you get disappointed.
They get there with Brock Purdy and Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, but listen, do we want to be disappointed by losing in the Super Bowl? No.
All right, beat it, Julian.
Beat it. Okay? You can have your team that loses Super Bowls. We don't need that here.
Yeah, we'd rather lose to the Ravens in a divisional round.
And you're asking me who remembers?
So we weren't all that disappointed, right? We knew they were going to beat us.
He's like, who remembers that? The North remembers. Okay? The North always remembers.
The King of the North? What are you talking about?
Well, it's the Queen of the North now.
Oh. It's the Queen. Yeah.
Sansa.
The North remembers.
Isn't the little dude in the wheelchair.
No,
it was the little girl who was in.
What?
Yeah, she's they, them.
Arya's a they, them?
No. The little one.
Oh, who Bella Ramsey?
Yeah.
Oh, the one who was in The Last of Us?
The North remembers?
Yeah.
Remember when everyone's being all chicken and she's like, House Mormont is going to fight? She goes, the North remembers?
And she called out all the other lords for turning tail. Yes.
Wait, she's they, them now?
No,
she's in commercials now for Google.
Yes. Or she can't.
Or for AI.
She is. She's
AI,
in a lot of stuff now. But yes, I guess that's how she identifies. I didn't know. Yeah. But it's now Queen of the North because, yes, Bran rules.
Bran's the king of the world.
Yeah, he rules the six kingdoms, but the North is now separate.
So they remember. And they remember
the
Texans.
Oh, and Sansa got it?
Sansa got it, yes.
Well, she deserved it after she went through with that one
with,
dude.
With Ramsey Bolton.
Ramsey.
Yeah.
She may have been worse than Diddy.
Well.
Ramsey's worse than Diddy?
He flayed a man.
Which is worse, Joffrey or Ramsey? Yeah,
he created reek.
Yeah.
He flayed people. Yeah. Diddy is horrific. Ramsey Bolton was even worse.
Well, Ramsey is fictional, so
he can't. My son yesterday, Snacks, goes, you know what? If it wasn't for just recently, like this, him being in the news, people don't even really know Diddy. Snacks.
What have you taught your children?
Sean, well, I didn't teach him about Diddy. I said, first of all, let me tell you, he was Puffy. Then he was Puff Daddy. Then he became P. Diddy. Then he became Diddy. He's changed his name all these times. I said he had a clothing line called Sean John that was kind of a big deal at one point.
It was.
He had the personal umbrella holder. He had his own MTV.
Farnsworth
Bentley.
Farnsworth, yeah.
Yes, and he had his own called Making the Band. Like he was there with the iconic Jennifer Lopez green dress.
Yeah.
She was with Puffy that day. She was with – at that time he was Puffy. She was with him at the MTV Music Awards or Grammys.
He's been in
the green dress that's barely on.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
love that.
He was with her. She was. They were together then. That dude's, I'm like, Snacks, you don't know. You literally have to Google something. People know who he is. But Gen Z only believes they, like, did you know this? I tweeted that yesterday, and five different people sent me this. Because apparently this is a thing now. Gen Z believes, because of TikTok, that bands are now doing this new thing where they'll go back and they pretend they're not going to play anymore. And then they wait for you to clap, and then they'll come out and play more. It's a new thing that bands are doing.
The encore?
The encore.
They think that's new?
This is how Gen Z describes it. Like, they think that, okay, it's a TikTok trend where you go off the stage, and then
it's
people cheer,
new.
And you come back. Yeah, it's they discovered it. You know, somebody told me they call them the Columbus generation because they think they've discovered everything.
I got a real problem with you not teaching your kid at least about this.
They know.
They don't even know Mo Problems.
The original mumble rapper, Mace.
He doesn't even know this.
Mason does. Snacks doesn't know it.
Snacks. What are we doing?
Mason also told me he hates Biggie. He thinks Biggie's so overrated. He told me yesterday. I kind of do too in a little bit. Like, Biggie is also a mumble rapper too. You can understand everything you said, but Biggie's slow way.
You guys are over Biggie?
He's been dead for a long time.
Yeah.
And now you've
and
decided
just
to get
over him now?
No.
Biggie's been over for a while.
I don't know if
your kids heard.
But they've discovered that
guess
they don't like his music anymore, I guess.
P. Diddy killed. Had Tupac killed.
Who else is?
P. Diddy is literally really a
what
terrible,
what do they think about
person.
Elvis? He's dead too. I don't know if you
they
heard.
Even, they don't care about Elvis.
They don't care about Elvis?
My daughter just went with my wife to go watch. My kids are different now. My daughter went with my wife to go watch. They drove to Austin and drove back. No, they stayed overnight to watch Air Supply. Because my daughter loves Air Supply. She loves Ronnie Millsap. And she loves
Air Supply.
Who sang Blue Bayou? What's her name?
Linda Ronstadt.
She likes songs like that.
Really? That's great. No, my kids like old songs.
8:32
ESPN.
She loves. I put her on a lot of the stuff actually, but like she loves Lauryn Hill, but she.
She wouldn't like her non-punctuality.
No.
She don't show up.
She shows up just
she's
three
famous.
Hours late.
She's famous at concerts for being 2 and 3 hours late.
What a biah. That's such a BM.
That ain't going to work for
no,
me.
No, that didn't work. And the encore thing, by the way, I'm over. I mean, I don't know how many concerts I've been to. I just sit there because I'm not going to beg you to come out.
Go pee, go drink some water, change your shirt. That's fine. Yeah. I get it. You are taking a little break. We're not doing encore stuff anymore.
No, I'm not.
I already know you're coming back out.
Come back, please.
You're coming out. Yeah. So it's not.
I used to scream, come on. We want more songs. What about your greatest song? You didn't play it.
Don't leave us. Yeah.
Don't leave without playing it.
How
please.
Have you not played Time Bomb? You always close concerts out with Time Bomb.
All right.
Apparently,
what?
TikTok started that. It's a new TikTok.
Oh,
channel.
It is?
Yep.
It's the Columbus generation.
Yeah. They discovered everything.
Time to talk about Gulf Coast Windows. Jim Fiume discovered Gulf Coast Windows 36 years ago. Yeah, he discovered it. He's the one that created Gulf Coast Windows. He created a monster, actually. It is a monster company. It's a company that has been putting windows in the Houston area. And listen, if you're down in the Galveston area and you don't have these hurricane windows, you're playing with fire. And these hurricane windows work, brother. They are real. And so are all of his windows, actually. And the installation is second to none. I mean, you're going to get a perfectly installed window. Otherwise, they ain't leaving because – and they do a tremendous job. Tremendous job. And the installation is absolutely free. French doors, sliding patio doors, storm doors, wood-clad doors, or fiberglass entry doors. The doors are just as important as the windows are as far as keeping the – air conditioning in, the heat out, and the security and the privacy, all of those things. So you want the best door that you can possibly get. That's where the bad guys get in, through the door. Well, you know what? Get the best door that you possibly can, and that best door is at Gulf Coast Windows. 713-849-5454 or gulfcoastwindows.com. Tell them you heard it right here.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Speaking of which, when is Philly Flats going to bring us some wings in the morning?
Well, they... I don't know if they know that you want that.
Yeah. Yeah, Philly Flats.
I don't
listen up. Bring some wings in the morning. Those are good now.
Yeah, you're a big fan. They were.
I was a big fan.
You didn't have any of their cheesesteak?
I did.
That was good, too.
It was really good. No, except it didn't have cheese on it. It just had a beef sandwich, more or less.
There's cheese in mine.
There was?
It was not on top like that. Yeah, right. But
I don't think they're super close. The beef sandwich was delicious.
I don't think Philly Flats is super close.
I don't care how far you are. Don't tell me how big the waves are. Bring the ship in.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay.
Well, FM Kitchen. Well, we set somebody up with that, but J Bar M was in here yesterday. They brought great food, wings, the smoked brisket lasagna. It got people really excited. People can see your finger, by the way, just so you know.
I don't care.
But I just know anyway.
Somebody angry.
Somebody was really angry that they didn't get a chance.
I just don't want you to have that.
It wasn't just me. Sean got
to eat.
I
don't want people to have that.
Sam got to eat. A lot of people got to eat. It wasn't just me. They brought a lot of food.
And then listen to him the way he's talking.
Well, I'm trying to see if I can elicit the same reaction you brought out during a break. If I keep talking about it, let's see. And then you blame someone for it, and turns out they had nothing to do with it. Well, you're not a good person.
No.
You're not a good person.
I felt like I did a bad side of me.
The problem for you is you don't realize that's your normal
anyway,
side.
That is right, you. But actually, I left right away.
You had food at home.
TC Jester yesterday. So who won?
Oh, you played disc golf, huh?
Yeah, I played disc golf, and then first I was at Tacos A Go-Go, and then I went to play disc golf.
How'd you do?
5 over.
You were five over?
I was 2 over, and then I just bogeyed the last 3 holes like a sucker. Mm. But I'm just testing out. I'm doing a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more, see how the heart does, and everything's fine, so.
It is?
Yeah, looking good. So let's go, Philly Flats. You heard what John said. Everything's fine.
Who else can we shame into bringing us food? What about your friends? They haven't brought us food recently, John.
Yeah, how about Damaris?
He never brings food.
Stop being an a-hole, Yanni.
Unless it's like having to do with the Greek fest or whatever.
Yeah, I know. He's a jerk, Yanni. Let's go. Bring it in. Bring it, Yanni.
Lance, when are you delivering food?
So apparently Jason in the H, he's got a friend who owns a Church's Chicken. And so we're going to bring, because that was what's his name wanted?
Gilbert wanted Church's Chicken.
So
no, Hearts. Hearts.
Yeah, he wanted Hearts.
Or maybe he's got
a
Hearts.
He's got a Hearts place.
Yeah. So there we have it.
Yeah. Is there a Heart? There still are Hearts out there?
Apparently, Jason said.
And, well, one of the guys who owns one of them is going to give you the chicken to bring to Gilbert.
Yeah, and hopefully corn on the cob with salt and pepper.
We got to have the salt and pepper. Don't
and
forget
garlic bread.
Like I don't know if the place where he lives has any salt and pepper.
Do you realize like we want to help Gilbert and all that stuff? Like for real, I feel bad. You said it was pretty depressing being in that place.
It is.
You do know that you do this once and.
It's never
for a penny, in for a pound. Is that what the phrase is? Like, this is going to be expected on a weekly basis.
Right. Right. Hey, come.
We're going to need listeners to step up like Mega Blast did.
Yeah.
John stepped up big. He was the first one. He brought 6 egg rolls.
Yeah.
Did it of his own volition. No one asked him to. He brought them trying to guard an egg
roll. There is a way to avoid. Just don't put them on the air.
What's that?
Just don't put them on the air.
Yeah. Well.
You can do that, too.
Have to be the case. I mean. I certainly want to continue to help out Gilbert and
of course.
All the listeners, too, but we all need to pitch in.
Is he asking other people to bring him food or just you two?
Well, he's going to have to get it from other people, too. This cannot be, once my draft stuff starts, this cannot be like, I got to go bring Gilbert some, I got to go across the city to go get him a very specific pizza that he had one time with a certain type of mushroom on it.
You think he wants mushrooms?
I gotta go get
pizza?
A star pizza for him or something like. But Nix is right here. No.
Right.
No, I'm looking for. And if you missed it, John got him a whole ass meal from Saltgrass that he asked for, and then yesterday he told us, "Yeah, that was my mistake. I actually meant Chili's."
But Chili's doesn't have corn on the cob either.
Well, he said.
Well, KJ
he meant
says
chilies.
They do, but I looked at the menu and I didn't see it.
There's no corn on the cob on the menu.
Then I said, "Did you?
We're trying our best to get the corn on the cob."
Okay? I said, "Did you mean?" I said, "Gilbert, did you mean Outback Steakhouse?" And he goes, "Yeah, yeah, I'll take Outback Steakhouse. How about that?"
Anyway,
how's that sound?
You should have never said Outback Steakhouse.
I know. What? I was like, "No, I'm not trying to incept you."
Bloom an onion for him. What's the what takes precedent? Giving Kelvin Sampson his PJ or getting Gilbert his meals?
No.
What are we doing first?
Kelvin Sampson's got to get that jet.
He's got to get that jet.
Gilbert's been given $1,100 by listeners.
We need to do our part here.
Gilbert's gotten more from listeners and from the show than Kelvin Sampson is from the administration, apparently. Gilbert's had a new bike. He got a trip to... John got him a trip to Minute Maid Park. He spoke with Roger Clemens. What's that worth?
$1,000.
He got $1,100. He's gotten pictures of beautiful women. He has, he has gotten egg rolls on demand. He forced management at Prime Poker to go get him a Coke. And he goes, is he with you? It's Gilbert. Just get him a Coke.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Just do it. Yeah.
And what does Kelvin Sampson got to do? He's got to beg for a plane so he can recruit.
He's got to use Will Kunkel to get his message out. I need a plane.
You know what? Oh, no. He did get... By the way, credit to Fox and Will Kunkel for...
Yeah. Well, you know something we did not point out? The rivalry between Julio Rodriguez and Hector Neris continued yesterday.
Yeah. It's been going on.
And Rodriguez won yesterday.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
He hit a home run yesterday. We're watching the replay right now. Neris really looked dejected.
Is a problem.
He looked dejected after giving up that home run to Rodriguez.
Neris is a problem right now. Neris can't go out there he and Presley can't go out there without either a lot of traffic or giving up runs. This is a problem. Hector Neris was supposed to be, oh, good, Neris is back. Yay! Not so good. It'll be interesting to see what the postseason roster is.
Yeah, I don't know how he legitimately should not make the postseason roster with how he's pitching right now. But I know that his background, his pedigree will get him there, maybe.
The back of his baseball card?
It might. They brought him back for a reason.
All right, 713-780-3776. We got to catch up on breaks here. I got to talk to you about Coors right now. Love me some Coors. You think I'm going to have any? Here's the deal is we're going to probably play some golf today. And they're probably, I'm not even going to say probably, there's going to be some Coors Light drinks. That's just a fact. That's just the way stuff happens. It just is. I mean, I got a big day planned. I don't know about you, but I got a big day planned. And it's not really even a big day. It's just a Thursday. That's all. Yesterday was a Wednesday, and Tuesday was Tuesday. And you know what? There were Coors Lights involved. There were Coors Lights involved all the way. I met with some clients yesterday, new clients, game day people, the guys. You know what they had on as soon as I walked in for a 2 o'clock meeting? Hey, Coors Light's cracking already. And I was like, I love this company. This is the best company ever. We're already cracking Coors Lights before we even sat down. I love it. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you. And you know what? If I'm going to be there, I'm going to expect or hope that you've got Coors Light. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. I'm keeping Texas chill. You know what the dew point is today? You know why? Because I'm keeping Texas chill. Do your part. Keep Texas chill with cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. John Chill going to join us in just a little bit here on the show. Of course, we got some football. We will do that in just a little bit. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in here in a hurry before John Chill gets here. You're more than welcome to do that. Astros lose yesterday in a game that they didn't care about. Obviously, the Mariners did care. They're still in. But nothing changed because all the teams involved won yesterday. All the teams in the American League won. So nothing changed standings-wise. Right now it's Detroit. And it's Detroit that you'll be facing. Kansas City and Baltimore.
Who did you say you'd rather face?
I think I'd rather face Kansas City. Mm. You?
Probably the Royals. I mean, I don't have a real strong opinion one way or the other because we are the Astros in Houston. I'm not that worried, but I'd rather face the Royals. Or by some miracle, the Mariners made it.
I don't like the Mariners, though.
Well, they have won the season series.
Yeah, I don't.
That's true.
I don't. I'm not thrilled. Kansas City, you slapped them around last time, and you know, and it's obviously it's different. It's the postseason, but and I don't like a hot team like Detroit.
I don't want any part of them.
No, Detroit has been red hot. Nobody's better since May 12th in Major League Baseball, though. Than what team, though?
The Houston Astros.
The Houston Astros.
Well, you can always pick a specific date. And Sam just scared Lance as he walked by.
Yeah.
This is what we're doing on the show.
Right. Minnesota would be the team that I would pick, I think. They're really, really terrible right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it. I need a team playing really poorly to play the Astros.
Yeah. I don't care. You know, but I ain't scared of any of them. But here's the deal. You don't want to face a school in game one. Because even though you're facing Fromber, you don't want to face a school in game one. Now, we said that about Castillo last year or the year before was when did Yordan hit the upper deck in game one against Verlander? Verlander just gave it up
against Seattle in the comeback?
Was that 2 years ago?
Is that what you're talking about, the Seattle game?
Yeah, the Seattle
game. And they were down late?
They were down late and Yordan hit the
home. That was 2 years ago.
That was 2 years ago. They were a very good team. They had maybe one of the best pitchers of baseball in Castillo on the mound, and you beat him.
But I remember you calling that the toughest challenge they had, even though they swept them. Although I still contend that Philly being up 2-1 at home was a tougher challenge.
I was never scared in that
You
series.
Weren't? You were down 2-1 on the road.
It took 18 innings to beat Seattle.
But you never lost the game.
Yeah. No, you didn't lose a game, but it was... That was a battle now. And you were down. You were down in game one with Verlander on the mound. That was bad. That was tough. Are you worried about any of these? Kansas City, Detroit, Minnesota, or Seattle?
Not the starting pitching holds up, and which I expected to, and not the bullpen's average. You know, I'm not crazy about a lot of these issues scoring runs have been.
Yes.
We've seen that a lot here recently.
And possibly no Yordan.
Yeah, that's you're probably, you know, you may be one and done if you don't have Yordan.
I like that.
When I say one, I think they'll get through the first series. I'm not worried about the first series that much.
You're not worried at all about the first series?
Not that much.
I love that Dana Brown, when Yordan went down, went up to Jason Hayward and said, "Hey, we need you," and he said, "I got you."
Mm-hmm.
And Jason Hayward hit the home run to win the game and send the Astros into the postseason. I like Jason Hayward on this team. He's got experience. I would like to not. I hate to say this, but I would really like to not see Jake Myers in center field.
Wow.
No, Dubon, give Dubon the job.
Well, the injury update right now is McCormick and Yordan are not traveling with the team. Cleveland. They're going to stay back, and hopefully Yordan is available. But I don't feel like
really,
that's happening.
Are really worried about McCormick coming back? I know he's hitting off a tee.
I'm just giving you an update. I'm not saying I'm worried. I'm just telling you. Neither one is traveling. They'll both stay in town.
Yeah, and we'll see. Should. I mean, we got to get that swelling down. We don't need Yordan on a plane.
That's inflammation. We
need him with his leg up in the air.
And as far as your starters are concerned, this weekend, Blanco will go on Friday, Verlander on Saturday. They push Verlander back a day?
A bad sign for him.
Well, clearly. That man ain't on the playoff roster.
That man ain't getting into the postseason.
No.
Who's starting Sunday?
To be announced.
Yeah, I think they're going to start a bullpen game.
Yeah.
Dubin, get in there.
Get in there.
Go ahead, Dubin.
Is there a chance we've seen Verlander's last game as a Astro?
Well, if we lose the first series, there's a real possibility because he ain't going to pitch in that series.
Is he going to pitch in the second series?
I would imagine he's going to be on the division roster, yes.
As a starter?
Well,
I mean, you start him, Herrera, Geddy. Which one are you gonna, or Blanco? Which one are you going to start?
You still don't think there's any chance that there's an injury coming?
Well, and, like, and the problem with starting Verlander in Game 4, he would probably start Verlander in Game 3.
We brought him back too soon?
And Kikuchi in 4.
So you mean he doesn't even get a Saturday start when you say an injury concern, Lance? Because if there's an injury that they're going to use, they wouldn't pitch him on Saturday.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. We think for sure he pitches Saturday.
Well, as of as of yesterday, he will be.
Push him back. Push him back to Sunday.
Yeah, why not? Let him close out the regular season.
Hey, sorry, you're all used up. We're not even going. You know what? You can't pitch. You just pitched. Can't put you on the roster. Ah, you get it, don't you? You understand?
I think he got it as soon as he saw Saturday. I don't think he even need to do it to Sunday.
Oh, here's an important call. Tyler wants to talk about Chili's.
Do they have corn on the cob?
Do they do have? They do have corn on the cob.
Yeah,
let's see.
That's what the people are saying.
Tyler, does Chili's have corn on the cob?
They used to for a long time, but they recently cut their menu down a lot, and they've actually increased in sales and have had a resurgence of late, which I didn't even know people were still going there. But yeah, they definitely used to have corn on the cob regularly, so that's probably why Gilbert remembers it with salt and pepper.
Right. Well, maybe they. Well, but maybe now, how disappointed
online
is
there
be?
Was only three sides. That yeah, I, saw.
I know. Me too.
So maybe in place though.
They cut their menu down quite a bit, and apparently it's increased sales because of it.
What kind of sports talk show is this?
I don't know what we're doing. I said Diddy. I actually said Diddy's not as bad as Ramsey Bolton.
Yeah,
I
was like, what are you talking about?
We're having long form discussions about private jets for.
Well, that's actually sports.
Coach.
He brought
that's
it up.
Actually has to do
the
with
coach
sports.
Coach brought it up.
But corn on the cob has been a subject of this show for like 3 days.
We've got callers
now.
Calling in. We got our intern out there.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk ESPN 97.5. Yeah, this is Tyler. What do you want to talk about today, Tyler? Corn on the cob. Chili's corn on the cob.
It's been discontinued.
Right? Hold on. I'll get you right up. Turn your radio down. Thanks.
What kind of show is this?
Is it any different from any show that
Hall
you
of Fame.
Guys done? Proclaiming to be a Hart's Chicken owner is called in, which I would love to get to. We got John Chill coming
up. We got John Chill we got to get to. Hart's Chicken owner.
Gnarl the Chicken Man.
Yeah, that's him.
Well,
that's him. That's Jason's friend.
Well, you're calling in at the wrong time, sir.
So call after John Chill. Call after John Chill. We got to break it. You know what? John Chill's going to give you a lot of winners. I know where you can play them. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. A 5-star has been giving you winners. Have you taken advantage of it? Please take advantage of MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Take advantage of all the winners that we're giving you. I need you, please, to go to MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Double your deposit, okay? Whatever you deposit there, $200. You got $400 to play with, $500. You got $1,000 to play with. I think there's a limit on how much they're going to double, but here, listen, they're doubling. They're doubling money right now at MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Giving you a free pick today. It's Thursday. Today's Thursday, and you get a free pick. All you have to do is go and say, hey, I want to bet on this, and it's free. That's cool. That's really, really cool. If you lose, you don't have to pay. If you win, you get paid. That's incredible. But that's what's happening at MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. I've been talking about them for a while. Easy to navigate. I love the site. You'll love the site too. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.